Tyler Cawley up next. Now would be a delightful time if you're a TLU fan for Cawley to break out of a little bit of an offensive slump on Championship Sunday. He's 0-for-3 in this game. Grounded into the 4-6-3 double play to end the top of the first. Ground out to the shortstop Wisniewski in the fourth that he struck out the last time he was up in the sixth. Now stands in against Tindall with a runner at first, two down, and he watches strike one go by on the inside corner. And his Bulldogs trailing Trinity 3-2. Cawley was 1-for-4. He did double in the early game today on a hard hit ball. Tindall looking into Goodrich. Rudder takes his lead off first. A hard line drive on the ground, foul left at third base. 0-2 for Tyler Cawley, the All-American, the All-Region performer, SCAC Freshman of the Year two seasons ago. 22 career home runs coming into this contest. 12 of those last year, 7 more this season. The pitch missed high and inside, brushed him back. And the count, 1-2 now for Tyler Cawley. 5'11", 220 from Barbers Hill. Native of Baytown, Texas. Second year in a row, first team all-conference. Tindall, the 1-2 pitch. Missed high and inside, 2-2. Cawley steps out. He'll adjust the batting glove, looking up the third baseline to head coach Greg Burnett. Cullen Motzinger, the TLU runner after the walk at first, but two outs for the Bulldogs in the top of the eighth. Down by a run. 3-2, the Trinity lead in this conference championship game. The throw over, sliding back in plenty of time. Cullen Motzinger. Austin Colon led off the frame, being hit by the pitch, and then the fly ball by Varner out to center field. Colon caught stealing for the second out. Tindall throws home, brushing back Cawley again. Full count, 3-2 for Tyler Cawley. So Cawley has been patient enough to work to a full count after falling behind 0-2. Tindall looking into Goodrich. 3-2 pitch, runner takes off, chops straight down and foul right side of the first baseline. Do it again for Tyler Cawley. 3-2. TLU with series wins over Centenary, Dallas Southwestern, Trinity, Austin College, and Shriner in conference play. The losses to Dallas Southwestern, Trinity, and Shriner went 2-1 against all those teams, swept the other ones. 3-2 pitch, runner takes off, towering fly ball to right field. Will this stay fair? That ball drops in the corner in right field, motoring around third, Motzinger. This game's about to be tied. Tyler Cawley sprinting as hard as he can, sliding into third. That's a game-tying RBI triple, and Tyler Cawley giving the fist pump with cheers from his dugout. This game's all knotted up at 3-3, a two-out RBI triple by Tyler Cawley, driving in Cullen Motzinger. Lifted it the opposite way out into that corner near the 320 sign in right field, way out of the reach of a full speed running Jake Martin. The Bulldogs have tied it up here in the top of the eighth. SCAC championship game, and Cawley standing at third representing the go-ahead run. With Cole Irby coming to the plate. Tindall may see the end of his relief appearance now. Tim Scannell going out to talk to him, and that's going to be it for him. He gave up the lead. Tyler Cawley, after an 0-for-3 start in this game, grounding into a double play, grounding into the shortstop, and then striking out the last time he was up. Absolutely blasts an RBI triple to drive in Cullen Motzinger. Motzinger scored from first on that play, with the ball hit into that corner out in right field. And it's a 3-3 ball game in the top of the eighth. Let's see who the new pitcher is for Trinity. Cawley represents the go-ahead run. And he stands at third. So while they go to the pitching change, we'll take a break. Come back and resume the top of the eighth after this break. TLU and Trinity tied 3-3. SCAC Baseball Championship on KWED. Texas Lutheran and Trinity tied up in the SCAC championship game. Tyler Colley with a two-out RBI triple, driving in Cullen Motzinger, who scored from first on the play to knot things up at 3-3 in the top of the eighth inning. And Cole Irby to the plate next. The new pitcher is Jeff Loniker, the first-team all-conference performer for Trinity. Loniker, the senior, the right-hander, 6 feet, 185 from Bel Air, Texas, went to St. John's School. He just pitched and got the win over Centenary on Friday in the 7-6 victory in the first round of this tournament. He gave up 5 runs on 4 hits. Only 2 of those runs were earned. He walked 4 and he struck out 4 in 6 1/3 innings. So he went 6 1/3 just 2 days ago on Friday in the opener of this tournament, the 7-6 win for Trinity over Centenary. He's back in there now replacing Tindall, who just gave up the triple to Colley after walking Motzinger. And so Cole Irby with a chance to drive in the go-ahead run with Colley standing at third and 2 outs. First pitch and he swung. He wanted to check his swing. He couldn't stop his bat. And home plate umpire looks down to his partner beyond first base for the confirmation that he actually did check the swing. So it's 1-0. Irby digs back in. The 1-0 pitch from Loniker. High and away. 2-0 the count. Tyler Colley, the runner, standing at third. Boy, he was moving when he rounded second and headed toward third. He is the stolen base leader on this team. Again, 5'11 and 220, that wouldn't be your first guess, but he can move for a power-hitting right fielder. This pitch slips away. It's a wild pitch. Colley sprints in, slides. TLU has the lead. A wild pitch. Pass Goodrich. Colley sprints in from third. Bulldogs up 4-3 in the top of the eighth. TLU scores the go-ahead run. Tyler Colley on a wild pitch here in the top of the eighth. A 4-3 lead for Texas Lutheran over Trinity. Top of the eighth inning of the SCAC championship game. Loniker bounces one past Michael Goodrich into the screen. And TLU has the lead. Irby steps back in, 2 outs, bases empty, high and inside. And that's ball 4 to Cole Irby. So Irby draws the walk. The TLU crowd cheering. They were quiet a good part of this day because Trinity jumped all over TLU in the early game today, 5-0 in the second inning, and they just controlled that game. And then the Bulldog bats were silent through the first 5 frames of this one. Trinity had a 3-0 lead, and there's that sense of trepidation. Is this thing slipping away from us? But the Bulldogs scoring twice in the sixth with the help of a couple of wild pitches. Singles by Cologne and Varner. Wild pitch to move the runner. Sack fly by Motzinger to score Cologne, who was at third, in position to come home on the sack fly because of a wild pitch. Varner, likewise, scoring on a wild pitch after that. And that made it a 3-2 game. Well, here in the eighth, Cullen Motzinger walking, scoring from first on the RBI triple by Tyler Colley to tie it up. Colley coming home on a wild pitch. It's Irby at first now after the walk, and Joe Jimenez at the plate. The Bulldogs now have the lead, 4-3 over Trinity. First pitch swing by Jimenez, chop foul ball. Left side of the third baseline, and the count is 0-1. Jeff Loniker on the mound now for Trinity. First team all-conference selection for the Tigers. And the Friday winner in the tournament opener over Centenary. Went 6 1/3, but he's coming in with Trinity's season on the line as they try to close out a conference championship. I keep saying that, maybe not as far as season being on the line. Fourth-ranked team in the country. If they lose this game and split the 2 games on Championship Sunday, could still get into an NCAA regional as an at-large. The automatic berth and the conference title on the line, and it's Loniker on short rest after pitching Friday, trying to carry his team home, but the Bulldogs with the 4-3 lead now. Joe Jimenez steps back in. 1-2 count. Irby the runner at first. Pitch comes home, misses down and away, 2-2. For Joe Jimenez, he grounded out to the starting pitcher, James Natoli, in the second. Fly ball to the right fielder Martin in the fifth that he walked the last time he was up in the seventh. Loniker shakes off the sign from his catcher Michael Goodrich. Now the stretch. Throws home. That ball is hit high in the air to shallow center field. Three players chasing it, and on the full speed run, Meredith does make the catch. Just behind the shortstop was Wisniewski for the third out. But the Bulldogs score twice in the top of the eighth, and Texas Lutheran now leads Trinity 4-3 in the SCAC championship game on KWED.